what are we doing at a stripper bar for bikers?
Well, this is where all the suckers hang out.
Suckers? You mean the vampires?
No, the vampires run the place. The suckers are those crotch rocket cowboys. They come stomping in here, balls thrumming from a day of riding, thinking they're big, tough, predatory types. Bless their cholesterol-marinated hearts. Arrogance makes them easy pickings and spicy lickings.
How come none of them are reacting to the sight of a succubus?
I'm in disguise. A little demonic glamour. They all think I look like Danny Trejo.
What does a demon know about Danny Trejo?
Imp shit! Have you seen the man?
Well, I mean, he's no gnome fucker.
Demons invented Danny Trejo. When this is done, we are so binge-watching his movies. Netflix and chill, baby.
Okay. But back to my question. Why isn't your mere presence driving these bikers into some sexual frenzy?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Well, I can turn that power on and off.
Wait, what? So, back earlier, you were using your power on me deliberately?
Honey, I had my tongue so far up your cunt, I could taste your toothpaste. You can't get much more deliberate than that.
But you made it seem like my arousal was natural.
Supernatural, baby. Super duper natural, actually.
You lied to me.
And you kidnapped me. 1 minute, I'm down in hell, spear pegging a shithell Hollywood producer, and the next, I'm squeezed into a flashlight-sized summoning circle.
I'm sorry, I've never summoned anything human-sized before. Mostly just leech spiders and slimes. I'm really good with slimes.
Yuck.
Oh, slimes are cute. All goopy and colorful.
Look, Charlie, my point is neither of us are exactly innocent here. Now, you told me the last thing you remember was gathering up your mistress's dry cleaning.
White silk robes require special care.
And then you found yourself waking up on the floor, covered in blood, with a dagger in your hand, and your mistress missing. Pretty fucking stressful.
You think?
So why are you complaining about the magnificent, anxiety-reducing orgasm I gave you? Not to mention that I'm helping you now.
Fine. Let's meet your vampire friend and move this investigation on.
Oh, didn't I tell you? She's not exactly my friend.
What?
Never mind. Come on, follow me. She'll be in one of the private rooms back there.
Wait, what is that sound?
Oh, honey, peek through the curtain.
Oh, is your friend giving him a blowjob?
She's sucking his dick. Good technique.
You like that, Tiger? Like me greasing up your tailpipe?
Oh, we should go. We should... Hey, what are you doing? Why are you standing so close behind me?
Shh. Just listen.
That's a tiger. Make you purr for me. Make you howl.
We shouldn't be here. Hey, let go of my wrists.
Shh, shh, shh.
What's that? Under my skirt.
Did you forget I had a tail? Ooh, what happened to your panties?
They were so wet after we... I mean, it was just easier to leave them off.
Wicked witch.
Oh, what are you doing with your tail?
Just a little touch.
Oh.
That's it. Now focus on the scene in front of you. What do you see?
Her mouth on it is his penis.
Charlie.
His cock. Her mouth moving up and down, oiling his cock, swallowing him right to the base, and sliding back up, mm-hmm. over his head, her tongue swirling around his tip, and then swallowing him again.
Mm-hmm. He slides all the way in, just like this.
Oh, your tail!
And out. In. Out. In. Out.
It's like
his cock in your cunt. Sure, except no cock.
Oh my fucking fuck!
You can do that. My tail is prehensible.
Incomprehensible. You mean?
Sweet Charlie.
She's speeding up.
Like this.
Oh,
he's getting close.
Me too.
Come on, Tiger. Come for me, baby. Come for me.
Sounds. Her mouth full of cock. I'm going to.
Come for me. Come on, come for me. Come down my throat. Come.
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come.
Ooh, look, her fangs are coming out.
Come.
What is she going to?
Yes. Come. Yes.
She bit him. She bit him. Oh, fuck. Oh.
Good girl.
Oh, she bit him. Come.
Oh, just a little nip. Come in blood. Vampires call it a bloody Harry.
Thank you, Tiger. You just float off to sleep now. You're gonna have a hell of a hangover when you wake up. Get in your hell, slut, and bring your squeaky little sex toy, too.
Hello, Vex.
Sukasia Nightweaver.
Wait, your real name is Sukasia Nightweaver? That's a great name for a demon.
Just make it Suki, okay? You look good, Vex. It's been a while.
You mean since you fucked the soul out of me and turned me into this?
Imp shit. You were half vampire before I laid eyes on you.
Hold on. I thought a vampire got turned into a vampire by another vampire.
Then where did the first vampire come from, genius? A true vampire is formed when a succubus finishes sucking the soul out of a victim.
Mm-hmm. Vamps are like mini-me Sukumi. They have similar powers of seduction and charisma, but vamps take energy from blood. Whereas succubi take energy from sex.
Oh.
Vamps are also much more angsty.
What do you want, hell slut?
Charlie needs your help.
Who the fuck is Charlie?
Ooh, I'm Charlie. I'm a witch.
Are you shitting me? Charlie the witch?
What is wrong with Charlie the witch?
Nothing. If you're a fucking cartoon character.
Show her the knife, Charlie.
Yeah. Here, look. I think it's some kind of demonic...
Bite my clit!
What?
So, I was right?
Wait, right about what?
You knew what that thing is and you brought it in here?
No. Hang on a second. Just wait.
I needed someone trusted to confirm it.
Confirm what?
Why is it covered in blood?
Charlie murdered her mistress.
Suki, that's kind of personal.
This cupcake? I bet she hasn't even passed a basic alchemy test yet.
Enough. Tell me what you know about this knife before I start feeling stabby.
Okay, sunshine, it's a banish blade.
A banish blade?
It's like a reverse summoning spell. So stab a supernatural creature with a banish blade, and you transport them straight to one of the planes of hell. And judging by that design, I'd say this would probably take you to, I don't know, the Stygian marshes, it looks like.
Ooh, yuck. That's an endless expanse of sucking bogs and quagmires. Nothing crawls out of there.
Are you saying that's where I sent my mistress?
No. Witches are humans who use magic. They're not magical themselves. This knife would only banish a supernatural creature.
Suki, you knew?
I suspected.
Is everything you tell me a lie?
Aww, you're so pretty.
So, I didn't banish my mistress, but this thing could still kill a human, right? Like any knife.
Yep.
It's just, I don't remember. And I don't even know why I'd do that.
Who was your mistress, Charlie?
Gwendolyn Wintertears.
Ooh, pretty name.
Oh, bite my fucking clit. The white bitch?
Which?
Shut the fuck up, Sukasia. Charlie, you're about 6 seconds away from having my teeth in your throat.
I don't understand.
The white bitch and her followers have declared war on my kind. Vampires, sirens and sprites, gnomes.
Little fuckers.
All of the night folk.
I don't know anything about that. I pick up her dry cleaning. I do her taxes. I have to beg her to even just teach me the simplest little spells. She says I don't have much skill.
Hey, you summoned me. And don't forget the slimes. Charlie loves slime.
And this isn't funny, Sukaisa.
Come on, Vix. Think about it. If Charlie were part of the Purge, do you really think she'd seek help from a succubus and a pissed off vampire?
We're supernatural creatures, hell slut. And she's holding a fucking banish blade.
Sure, I let you figure out my plan before I stab you back to the bogs of hell. Ooh, I'm so clever.
Well, maybe you were just her assistant.
Look, all I want to do is just find out what happened.
Can you help, Rex? The blade is covered with bitch blood. Can you take a taste and, you know, track her down?
Scrape some of the blood off into my palm here. Watch the blade! Okay, that's good. Let me just take a lick.
Vex will be able to track your mistress's aura from the energy in her blood. I mean, if she's alive.
Well?
It's not Gwendolyn's blood.
What? Then who did I kill?
Whose blood is it, Vex?
It's Charlie's. She's the one who stabbed.
Me?
Well, my bloody little witch. Aren't you just full of surprises?